So I take it you've got brains then, Tin Woodman?
No, my head is quite empty. But once upon a time, I did have brains. And I had a heart as well. So having tried them both, I know that I'd much rather have a heart than a brain.
And why's that?
I'll tell you my story, and then you'll know.
Maybe you could tell it as we walk along, now that you've cleared the road of the branches and now that the Scarecrow has learnt not to fall down holes.
Let's walk along together, and I'll tell you my sad history.
Oh, I love a sad story.
Do you, Scarecrow?
I've literally no idea.
I was born the son of a woodman who chopped down trees in the forest and sold the wood for a living. When I grew up, I too became a woodchopper. And after my father died, I took care of my old mother as long as she lived.
But you must find a wife of your own to marry, my boy. You'll become lonely otherwise once I've gone.
There was one of the Munchkin girls who was so beautiful that I soon grew to love her with all my heart.
I will marry you, Nick, just as soon as you earn enough money to build a better house for me to live in. I'm not living in that old shack.
So, I set to work harder than ever. But that beautiful girl lived with an old woman who was horrible and lazy and wanted the girl to stay with her forever.
You're not gonna marry anyone, least of all some dopey woodman. You can stay here and do all my cooking and housework.
Oh, please, let me go, old woman.
Don't you call me that. Oh, that sheik.
So the old woman went to the horrendous wicked witch of the east and promised her 2 sheep and a cow if she'd prevent the marriage.
2 sheep and a cow, eh? Well, that'll do for my supper, I suppose. Very well, old hag. I will enchant this woodman's axe. That's what I'll do.
What good will that do?
Just you wait and see, you miserable old hag. Just you wait.
She sounds awful. I'm almost glad our house dropped on her.
Well, the next thing was, I was chopping away the next day, working as hard as I could, because I was anxious to get the new house for my wife as soon as possible, when the axe slipped and cut off my left leg.
Oh, no.
This at first seemed like a huge misfortune. What good would a one-legged man be as a woodchopper? So I went to a tinsmith and had him make me a new leg out of tin. The leg worked very well once I was used to it, but the wicked witch of the east was furious. Because she'd promised the old woman. And so, when I next began chopping, my axe slipped again. And I cut off my right leg.
Oh my!
This is a terrible story.
Again, I went to the tinner, and again he made me a leg out of tin. After this, the enchanted axe cut off my arms. But nothing daunted, I had them replaced with tin ones.
I'll get him.
The wicked witch then made the axe slip and cut off my head. And at first I thought that was the end of me. But the tinner happened to come along, and guess what? He made me a new head out of tin.
That's incredible.
I thought I'd beaten the witch then, and I worked harder than ever. But I little knew how cruel my enemy could be.
I've got it. I know what to do. I know just the way to kill that metal fool's love for the beautiful Munchkin maiden.
And the axe slipped again, so that it cut right through my body, splitting me into 2 halves. Once more, the tinner came to my help and made me a whole body of tin. He fastened my tin arms and legs and head to it by means of joints so I could move around just as good as ever. But guess what?
Oh, what now?
Now I had no heart, so that I lost all my love for the Munchkin girl.
Oh, no.
I didn't care at all whether I married her or not. I suppose she is still living with that horrible old woman, cooking her dinner and washing her hideous old drawers. I guess she's still waiting for me to come and take her away, but really, I don't care for her anymore. It's very sad.